Most sexual abuse cases involving the Catholic Church involve male priests assaulting children, but Sister Norma Giannani is accused of having sexual relations with two boys numerous times when she worked at a parish school in Milwaukee in the 1960s. Mary Gintner of the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests says having a woman go on trial may be difficult for some people to accept.
Women abuse kids, nuns abuse kids, and particularly, again, for male victims of female perpetrators, it's extremely hard to come forward. Society tends to see it as an initiation rite, and it's not. It's abuse, and it causes damage.
The alleged victims, now in their 50s, didn't come forward until last year and were able to do so because Wisconsin law halts the clock on the statute of limitations when the accused moves to another state. Giannani's religious order relocated her to Illinois in 1970. She still lives in the Chicago area and is nearly 80 years old. But Mary Gintner says Giannani deserves some time in prison.
Because she committed crimes. She committed crimes against children.
When Sister Giannani was first brought to court last year, she pled not guilty to the abuse charges. But the complaint against her says she told a Milwaukee Archdiocese panel in 1996 that she thought she had been in love with the boys. Giannani's attorney did not return phone calls over the weekend to see if he's seeking a plea agreement that would allow the nun to avoid being locked up. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.